This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The window of opportunity will soon close for evacuating Palestinians. CBS's MTS Taieb reports from Jerusalem.
The initial deadline for Israel's order that over 1.1 million Palestinians living in northern Gaza evacuate ahead of a likely ground invasion has expired. An Israeli military spokesman said there's been a, quote, significant movement of Palestinians to the south of the besieged territory, but did not say how many.
Israel had warned of a ground invasion of Gaza following last week's Hamas attack. Richard Hecht with the Israel Defense Force says Israel wants to protect civilians. Hamas does not.
We took out last night one of their senior commanders, and we'll slowly get to all of them. They're now all hiding underground like they do, hiding behind their people. Sadly, telling also the people that we notified to leave south, they're telling them to stay. A very, very cynical, ISIL-style enemy.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says allies in the region are pulling together to try to help suffering civilians.
As Israel pursues its legitimate right to defending its people and to trying to assure that this never happens again, it is vitally important that all of us look out for civilians. And we're working together to do exactly that.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio is the latest Republican nominated to be Speaker. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
This was a narrow victory for Jim Jordan in the secret ballot election of the GOP conference as they chose their newest nominee to be Speaker of the House. He got 124 votes. Austin Scott of Georgia got 81. The House is out this weekend. They'll vote as early as Tuesday, but Jordan has many minds to change to get to the 217 votes he needs to win.
Australia has rejected efforts to recognize an Aboriginal voice in its parliament.
In a nationwide referendum, Australians have voted down any change to the constitution, preventing an Aboriginal voice in policy making. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese taking it personally.
This campaign has been a heavy weight to carry, and this result will be very hard to bear.
A constitutional amendment would have allowed First Nations people to have a say in Australian government planning. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Ford and Stellantis have temporarily laid off more than 1,200 employees. Sean Fain heads the United Auto Workers Union.
We're at a great inflection point, not just in this union, but in this country. You know, we have to ask ourselves, what kind of future do we want for America? And not just America, but for the world. And is it going to be runaway profits for a handful of people and they keep it all? Or is it going to be getting working class people back to where they make living wages and they don't have to scrape to get by paycheck to paycheck? That's really what this fight's all about.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is one of only two states that don't take full advantage of federal incentives to expand Medicaid coverage for new mothers and their babies. As Mike Moan reports, that may soon change.
Wisconsin lawmakers face renewed calls to approve a plan that would help new mothers who have limited resources maintain health coverage. Over the past few years, the federal government has opened more pathways for states to extend postpartum Medicaid coverage for up to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of just two states seeking a more limited approach. State Senator Joan Malwig is co-sponsor of a bill for the full 12 months of coverage, saying the current 90-day plan awaiting federal approval is helpful, but doesn't go far enough in providing consistency.
What we've seen is with new moms, when they have to switch over to find other coverage, they're losing the care provider that they've had during their pregnancy.
She says they then scramble for a new provider who has to get caught up in any chronic health conditions they're dealing with. The bill has cleared the state Senate with bipartisan support, and its sponsors are hopeful about its chances in the Assembly. However, some skeptics worry about higher eligibility thresholds. But supporters say a full extension can help to reduce overall health care costs down the road by establishing better outcomes for new moms and their babies. Clinical pharmacist Anne Mae Minichiello says the time to wait is over, with research emerging about higher cardiovascular risks for pregnant women.
Routine follow-up doctor's visits, blood pressure management, all those things, it could really capture a lot of patients who would fall under the radar.
Women who have high blood pressure prior to pregnancy may be twice as likely to develop cardiovascular disease. This is Mike Bowen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Homecoming at Carroll University and Waukesha South. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Wauk Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And I am joined by our faithful producer and engineer, Anya Anastasia. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Don. How are you?
Good, good. Now, I wanted to give a big shout out to Anya, because she also, one of the other shows that she produces is Maggie Dawn, Mondays through Fridays, and that's 6 to 7. And Anya's got a big part in that show, and Maggie's let her cover complete shows in her absence. And there may even be an arrangement where is it like every other Friday?
Yeah, we're looking at it, but
oh,
yeah.
Great. And I encourage everyone to pay attention to that show. They talk about the politics of the day, both local and national. And Anya's got quite a bit to offer. So, and she's going to be playing a bigger part in my show too. A major announcement coming up later in the hour here. So pay attention. We have, as my good friend James Santel, who's on next with Morning Cannolis, an ambitious but achievable agenda. Lots to cover here. And again, including that major announcement. So there's a lot going on, including this morning. But before we get to that real quick, I want to announce this morning's guest, who we weren't sure if he was going to make it. My successor in the city council, First District Alderman Mike Rosine. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. As always, I really look forward to these invites. And the schedule opened up so I could spend time with you. We're across that important line.
This is Mike's.
I wish there was no lines, but There has to be a line somewhere.
It sure
my good
is.
Friend and neighbor, former Alderman Don Brown. This is Mike Rosine here, and I'm proud to be here this morning.
Means a lot. And, this is Mike's third tour of duty here on This Week in Waukesha. His first one was his candidate, Mike Rosine. It was one of my early shows. It was my last public showing as Alderman prior to the last council meeting. And then Mike did a recorded show with Alicia Halbert-Slabin later on last year. So this is his first live show, live and local, as Alderman Mike Rosine. So welcome again, Mike.
Thank you for the invite. Local radio and local politics and local ordinances matter.
They sure do. And so we're going to be talking a lot about that. But the theme today is homecoming, because, again, it's homecoming Waukesha South. And they had their big game last night against crosstown rivals, Waukesha North. And then homecoming for Carroll today, who plays, the host Elmhurst is part of the homecoming celebrations. And Coach Buda, Mike Budashevsky, will be calling in the third segment to tell us what we can expect for today. And we'll be covering that game. Johnny and me and Anya producing coverage starts at 12:30, kickoff at 1. So much going on. And I want to start with Mike and I also serve on the cemetery commission. You know, I was brought back to public life in that capacity. Mayor Sean Riley asked me to if I would be interested, and the council approved, thankfully. I don't know if it was unanimous, but
it was.
Oh, great. So, but so I guess you could call me Commissioner Brown now instead of former alderman.
Yep. So, as soon as you said that, we both sat up a little straighter.
The commish, yeah. So, but speaking of the cemetery, Prairie Home Cemetery is doing their pet walk today from 9 until, it starts at 9. And part of it is a dedication of the canine officer memorial that, and Mayor Sean Riley and Assistant Chief Tom Wagner will be there to present and to be part of that, those ceremonies. And if you have a dog and you love a good walk, do it up. I did a tour of the cemetery on a hayride, and that was Mike. We were hoping to come, we couldn't make it. Right, had some last second things, but I'm really glad I got to go because it really is quite a history lesson. And you might remember when Josh Hughes was on the show to talk about the ghost walks or the ghost tours.
Sure, yeah.
And he mentioned the little boy, the little Lord Fauntleroy.
Okay, right.
We saw that was part of the tour. You see his headstone and. Oh. There's like little toy racing cars that people still visit the grave and they leave things. And supposedly the cemetery staff, when they're working at night, they can see a dark shadow of what they think is a woman hovering over the grave. And they're thinking that it might be the mother, the ghost of the mother coming to see him. When you got something on that, Mike?
Yeah. Occasionally they have tours through there. And if you ever get the opportunity to do it, and also when they have Waukesha open house, they have hay rides through there at section, no charge. And that is a part of that. But there's something about, I think it's today is also the Friends of Prairie Home has one of their largest fundraisers today. It is raffle tickets. So,
oh, nice.
Try to at least stop down and see that new memorial.
Yeah.
It
and bring your dog.
Larger than life. It is, it is a beautiful, beautiful tribute, in stone. To those that serve with four paws.
Yeah. That's neat. And it's a great way to honor our four-legged friends and their service. But now there's also a meat raffle going on at Ray's Grain starting at 11, and it's the local firefighters, the union, the IAFF Local 447, and they'll have their vehicles there, and they'll have some fun stuff for the kids. But there's also a meat raffle to raise funds for the local, and actually, proceeds go to support the Parade Memorial Fund. So, again, this University City coming together as one, and another great opportunity, another fun thing to do today. So, but, you know, don't stay too long because then you got to, you can, because if you download the Civic Media app, you can catch the Carroll game and still hang out at Ray's Grain and have a couple beers.
Another great business in District 1. Come on down and visit us.
It sure is, yep. One of the jewels of the city, for sure. So... and also, due to predicted thunderstorms, this Saturday's historic building walking tour will be moved to the Waukesha Public Library. So you can still join local history expert Marilyn Hagerstrand as she walks about the history and architectural transformation of several downtown Waukesha buildings. This presentation will happen at 11 a.m., so hope to see you there. So
she is a great speaker, and even though you may not be visually in front of the building, she will paint a rich tapestry that make it like, ooh, I'm actually there.
Record it to memory and then find the next nice day and do a little kind of pub crawl. So, and there's a wine crawl, I think, on the 21st.
I did see that in the email. Yeah.
So, yeah, so much going on. And then another announcement at the public library. We'll hold off on that because we want to catch up with Alderman Krasine. What's going on in the city these days? What are some of the hot button issues in your mind?
As always, I thought I would have more hot topics of water, but the water transition, thanks to that interactive map.
Really, how cool is that?
Yeah, that really made my life a lot easier because actually my own family is like, well, you told us this and then it became this, and hey, just check out the interactive map, and it was pretty accurate.
Did you see, did I show you the interactive map on you?
I don't think you did, no.
It was really cool. In fact, I think you can still see it if you go to, it's like Waukesha-Maps, Waukesha Water.
Yeah, it's on the front link, both on the city page
and you can see it. It was neat because we started looking at it on Sunday or Monday, because Monday was supposed to be day one, and you could see the blue represented those neighborhoods that had water.
Yeah, it's like a cloud that followed the underground.
It's kind of like following the Electoral College at election time, you know, seeing like the results.
But more riveting.
More riveting, yeah. So we, I think ours came like late Tuesday morning, early Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, ours.
So it's a really cool visual.
Ours sort of came twice because I'm on a dead end on a cul-de-sac. So
It made it kind of fun, yeah. But I sort of was like, I didn't get any red water. I didn't get any stinky smelling water. And it's really, it's great to drink it out of the faucet.
I talked to some of the local businesses that we frequent, and they really didn't notice any difference.
Sure.
Which was, you know, the ideal changeover. So water wasn't the hot topic. It's usually trees.
Right.
Who's responsible for the trees? And, hey, I have this branch that I don't like. Can I take care of it? And no, please let forestry department know. They have a website. They have an email. They have a phone number. Or if you're in District 1, at least call me. But don't take care of city trees.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, don't take care of your trees yourself. I think the city has at least 7, maybe 9.
Aaron Lehner, is that how you say his name?
Yes.
He's the new forestry supervisor, taking over from Mike Talaska.
But don't take care of your own city trees. They will come over. Again, we have arborists that want to protect the tree, and they will make that cut in a professional way. Not that you're not a tree professional, but let the tree professionals take care of that.
Yeah, let them handle the sharp objects.
Yeah.
So, yep, very true. You know, going back to water real quick, because my big soapbox is now, so it's wonderful we've got safe drinking water from our taps in our businesses here. But we've also got this abundant source of clean, sustainable water. What I want to see, and I may even give public comment at the next council meeting, is what we can do to promote to other business interests to come to Waukesha, especially in industries like aquaculture, where you can set up systems within vacant buildings anywhere and start producing sustainable, healthy seafood products locally. And it's a great opportunity to employ people and a great opportunity also to address issues like food insecurity. So I hope that we can now do a deeper dive into, and we want to get those costs down, right? Yeah. So like
And then a lot of the proponents of was local businesses. We have, Ventura Foods and very other businesses here that use a lot of Waukesha water.
Okay.
And with the consistency and the pressure and what they need to do to treat it, now that really helps them a lot because it's more consistent in what they actually need to do for their food processes. So businesses are really happy.
I'm glad you mentioned Ventura Foods because they're right across from the Prairie Home Cemetery, and big sign says they're hiring. So if you know of anyone looking for work, it looked like some attractive opportunities. So glad you mentioned that. So what else? What's
something else I wanted to talk about was most of my family, both male and female, served the armed forces.
Oh yes,
my family and 11/11/11 is Armistice Day. Now we know is Veterans Day. So check out a lot of your local favorite businesses. They may offer discounts, if not free meals. I know Home Depot for a fact that if you show your card, they will give you a discount with that, along with many other businesses. But at the Schutze Center, we have some important things going on Saturday, November 4th, Waukesha Park and Rec, in conjunction with the Forestry Department, are having a donation drop-off. That's November 4th from 2 to 4 at the Schutze Center for just toiletries, and that all goes to the Zablocki Center in Milwaukee. Following that, they have a whole program honoring a salute to veterans. They've been doing it 11 years. My scout troop in the past has volunteered that. So you and a guest, come on down at 4:30.
Sounds
they
great.
They have music and food and a nice little tribute to local vets. So
I love it.
Someone, bring them down to the Schutze Center November 4th.
Sounds great. So when we come back from the break, more to talk about with Alderman Mike Krizine, as well as so much going on here in the city, including Carroll's homecoming football game. So stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues after this. Don't go away.
Noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players.
We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the northeast, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight, 42. Cloudy. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 52. Temperatures a bit below average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Better. I was a little worried. That is much
hey,
better.
Hey, welcome back. This week, Waukesha. Don Brown, your host, with Alderman Mike Krizine.
And glad to be here.
Yeah, and our producer, Anya. And that, of course, was U2 from the Unforgettable Fire album with A Sort of Homecoming, and a song that's always resonated with me. And, you know, home for a lot of people is a very special thing. And home can have so many different meanings, and there's so many different places we can call home, you know, especially if it's your alma mater, your college. So we're excited to see a lot of alumni from Carroll coming back and hopefully finding some cheer and some great memories in spite of the weather. And for, you know, for my family, Waukesha has become our home when we moved here 12 years ago, when we love it here. It is our holy land, our Jerusalem, if you will. And, the kids have had a great experience. My wife, Melissa, and I have always felt welcome. And one of the reasons there's so many people living here that grew up here and chose to call Waukesha their home or came back to live in Waukesha. There's it's a great university city, our state's oldest university city. I love rubbing that to our civic media affiliates in Madison that we are the home base for universities here in the state. And it's neat having a great college here and so many other great things to do. And we also, just really quick, we also know home can also be a term that causes some trouble, people's conflicting views of what's home. And I'm actually speaking directly to the Middle East and what's going on there. And just want to say our hearts continue to go out to anybody that, you know, to the victims and people that are continuing to live in turmoil. And you know, holding those people close to our hearts, as well as in other war-torn areas of the world. So keeping them close. And another place I call home is where I was born and raised in Orchard Park, New York, home of the Buffalo Bills, outside of Buffalo. And I mentioned that because this week I lost a good friend, a former football and Little League baseball teammate, who was also had a great broadcasting career at West Virginia University. That's Dale Wolfley. Comes from a great football family. Two of his brothers played in the NFL, and his brother Ron continues to do color for Arizona Cardinals games. Ron was the first ever All-Pro special teams player when that became a designation. And, you know, Craig was an All-American at Syracuse and played for the Steelers as a starting lineman. And Dale had a great career in his own right. He played at West Virginia, was a lineman starter or second string. He played a lot when Major Harris was there, when West Virginia had that undefeated season in 1988, lost to Notre Dame in the championship game. And it's just sad because Dale's like my age. He died in his sleep when he went back home actually to visit his mother. And you know, was really living his best life. He was, he had a podcast there. I think he was doing radio color for West Virginia football and was doing different things for the university too, to promote the football program. And it was effective in bringing a lot of alumni back and doing fundraisers and building that brand. So just, you know, I'm keeping him in my hearts and for a couple of reasons there. And I might even do a shout out during the football game. Anyway, back here in Waukesha, speaking of home, on October 27th at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., the Waukesha Public Library will have, there'll be refreshments at 6:30 and followed by a presentation of the book signing. This is for the Waukesha Reads Project. It's been almost 10 years since author Nicholas Butler wrote the internationally best-selling novel Shotgun Love Songs, a story about five childhood friends born and raised in the small Wisconsin fictional town called Little Wing. So join them. I'm sure former Mayor Larry Nelson, county supervisor, will be there. He's the one who started that program when he was mayor. As the author looks back and shares his thoughts on the novel, his writing process, and reflects on that time in his life. Copies of Butler's books will be available for purchase as well. So I know it's a good thing when Alicia Helvenslaven was on the show a few weeks back. They had a hard time. They were running out of copies at the library. So it's great to see that that program has great participation here locally. So, but back with Alderman Mike Krizine, you wanted to bring up a couple other things going on.
Something else I'm going to get a lot of calls on are people putting TVs on their curb. Don't do that. They won't pick it up with the regular trash service. So we got an email about the new drop-off hours, particularly coming up on October 21st. They're going to have their special TV and monitor pickup day, or that's actually drop-off at the drop-off center, I guess. And the CRT monitors are $10 and TVs are $25. There is a cost to that, mainly because it's the weight, but pretty much everything inside of a TV is recyclable. Plus, there's a lot of chemicals in there that's really bad. Older ones have PCBs and various other things, but there is a lot of recyclable materials in there. So remember that. And they have expanded hours because of sticks and leaves that happen in this lovely autumn season in our fair city.
That's good. They're combining efforts on that. So that'll be terrific. And hey, one little note. Did you know we were having an eclipse today, Anya?
I did not know.
Yeah, although with the weather, I don't know if it's going to affect us too well, but it's going to take place at 10:37 a.m. Maximum coverage will be at 11:56 a.m. when the moon will cover 41% of the sun. So that starts at 10:37 a.m. And there's a way to look at it. So you got to be, you know, look that up on Google or something. You can't just look right up. That's going to have a
special glasses.
Adverse effect, yep.
If your special glasses are $2, they're not that special.
Yeah. Sounds good. And hey, real quick, so I know we're close to a break here. Again, it was homecoming Waukesha South last night. The Black Shirts ended their football season with a 41-12 loss to crosstown rivals Waukesha North. North Stars played brilliantly, led by quarterback A.J. Curtis, running back Aiden Zerbel, and Elijah Mead, all seniors, all scoring touchdowns in the air and on the ground. And it was also senior night last night, and so we want to honor those seniors, Hector Carranza, Logan Dable, Vinny Mahalos, Justin Geezy, David Laux, Oliver Shimoleski, Tyler Williams, Chris Hothouse Flowers, Gabe Lascano, Adriel Diaz, and quarterback Ben Jimenez, and my son Evan Stout. The two of them, Ben and Evan, combined for two touchdowns last night. So a great way for Ben and Evan to go out, and I'm very proud of them both. And proud of all the seniors. I've known most of those boys since they were in fifth grade, and now they're young men and with promising futures. So, but more to talk about on this homecoming Saturday with Alderman Mike Krizine, and Coach Buddha will be calling in after the break. So we look forward to catching up with him. So don't go away. Lots to cover here. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. The expanded window to evacuate Gaza is expected to close in about an hour.
People listening to our warning, understanding that they are doing the clever thing, moving out of a dangerous area, and that they are doing the right thing for their family and their own safety.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht with the Israel Defense Force. The UN says safe havens for civilians in Gaza are especially vulnerable.
As for the people that have remained, either because they've chosen to or, as UNRWA says, because they are the elderly, the very young, pregnant women, and other people who simply cannot travel, they're saying that those people are no longer safe and are calling for the Israelis urgently to make sure they are protected in what we all assume at some point over the coming hours or days is going to be the start of this ground incursion.
The BBC's Tom Bateman in Jerusalem. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A $2.5 million reduction in the annual contribution by Milwaukee and Milwaukee County taxpayers is likely to move ahead the Brewers Stadium plan. Originally set at $7.5 million annually, the revised amount is now $5 million. The bill is still waiting for final approval. In 1 year, Waukesha County drivers hit 800 deer, and now is the time of the season where those numbers add up. During peak deer season in October and November, the DNR is highlighting an increased risk of deer vehicle collisions. In 2021, Waukesha County reported 798 such collisions, the second highest in the state. Drivers are being told to be extra cautious during dawn and dusk and to be attentive to deer crossing signs. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carol fight song, and very appropriate today as it's homecoming.
Go Pioneers.
Go Pioneers. All right. That's Mike Rosine, Alderman Mike Rosine, showing his support for the university as one of the leaders in our university city. And speaking of leaders, I believe I have Coach Buda, Mike Budashevsky, on the line. Is that true, Anya? Hello, Coach. How are you this morning?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
Good, good. Hey, you must be excited to be back home after two road games.
Yeah, it'll be good to play in front of a crowd, a wet and cold crowd, but it'll be fun.
It sure will be. Any big surprises today or any developments you want to share with our listeners about the game today?
No, we're just excited to be back. You know, got a good CCIW game.
Yeah.
And our guys are chomping at the bit to get back in the W column.
Sure, sure. You know, for those just learning now about the great football program at Carroll, they started the season off 3-0, their first 3-0 start in 9 years. And they're coming off two back-to-back winning seasons with Coach Buda, 6-4 seasons. And they're looking to move the needle this year. And Well, he lost a heartbreaker at Augustana. I know you don't want to talk about that, but it was a great game. Really cool. Came down to the last play. And then, of course, number one North Central, who probably could compete in the Big Ten. You know, it was a tough loss last week. But they're back at home, and you'll be at home for the next couple weeks. And I think your only road game in the next 4 weeks is down there in Kenosha, so not too far away with Carthage. So how do you feel about the team so far this season?
You know, we're putting it together. Offensively, you know, even though the game wasn't the way we wanted it to end up last week, you know, our offense scored some points, especially in the first half versus North Central, and it was good to see. It's been a long time since any team, including the national championship game last year, went out and scored 17 points in the first half against them. So I was happy with what we did. We did it in the air. We did it on the ground. You know, so we're putting it together defensively. We're getting some guys back healthy, which is a positive. You know, we've been a little bit banged up in the first half of the season, but our guys are excited to go out and finish this season strong in the next 5 weeks.
Sure, sure. Can't wait. Hey, Coach, say hi to Alderman Mike Krazine. I don't know if you guys have met yet.
Not yet. I've got a couple tours, thanks to Dr. Cindy. It's a beautiful facility down there, wonderful grounds, and all the staff that I met have been just really great.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to meeting you sometime.
That sounds great. And I'm glad you met. You're talking about Cindy Nattinger, the president, Mike? Yeah. So she, Coach, when we were at the North Central game, we were there a little early. We met some of the parents and the tailgate they had there. And I think it was Justin Rupnow's dad was telling me about one of the reasons for North Central's success is the same reason Carroll is becoming a successful program under your leadership. And that comes from the support you have all the way from the top, from Cindy Nattinger. I'd heard a story real quick that, you know, when she started like 7 years ago, she was at a Carroll game and they were losing 80-0 and there was no marching band. And she's like, yeah, we can't have this. And then, and, you know, she hired Mike Shulis as AD, who's done a great job. And then he, of course, hired you. And, you know, how's it feel having that kind of support all the way from the top?
It's what you need to be successful. Any program that is going to find its way to the top of any league needs to be supported not only by the administration, but the parents, the fans. The support has to be never ending. And that's important because, you know, what we do takes a lot of effort, and, you know, it takes a lot of people. It takes a village to build a program up. And that's something that we're doing here. And, you know, North Central took them a significant amount of time to find their way to where they're at now. And that's, you know, we're trying to use that same roadmap of support and success. And if we can do that, then, you know, we're going to bring a lot of people back to the Carroll community and the Carroll family. And we're excited about that.
Yeah. And we're proud to be a part of that journey now that we're broadcasting Carroll football on the radio. So you can tune in at 12:30 for pregame. Johnny will be joining me then. And Triple G, Greg will be there as well. Juan Schneider works at the university, a good friend of the football programs. He'll be my third chair. And, we're really excited. I think it's going to be a great game. Kickoff is at 1:00, and you can download the Civic Media app or catch us on 101.1 FM or 540 AM if you're a little further out from the city. And then, worst case scenario, you can go to walkradio.com and tune us in that way. So, but hey, Coach, I know you got a lot to get ready for. Any final comments about today and about the program you want to share with our listeners?
No, we just appreciate your support and hard work that you put in, and we look forward to seeing Schneider Stadium packed today at 1:00.
Sounds great.
It's going to be a great victory.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you then, and best of luck, Coach. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
appreciate
again. Appreciate it. Yep. See ya. Coach Mike Budiszewski, affectionately known as Coach Buda, and I really got to say he's done a great job with that program. He was hired early in 2020, and then, of course, COVID came along in what was a really adverse situation where this whole season was canceled. He saw that as an advantage to develop the program and giving players a year to develop, and a lot of those players were redshirted so they could play. So really you had like 2 years to train for an opening season, and they came out of the gate strong, 6-4 record. And then the following year, the first back-to-back winning seasons they had since like the early 90s. And so a wonderful time. So, and
I really enjoy that, how they are part of the community, whether you're go to the college, attend the college, work at the college. But either way, they are part of our community. There's always something going on at, and I like how we brought administration down to literally us citizens. It's we feel like we're, pioneers.
Yeah. And, and that's why I love the concept University City. I know like they have in Europe, and I know that's a physical thing where the university and the city are physically integrated. And we're starting to see that, Carol's buying some properties and making those into very useful centers of learning and support for the city. And so I love this concept of Waukesha as a university city. And I remember our friend Sean Riley, the mayor, said it at one of his breakfasts that he hates when people call Waukesha a suburb because he believes it's much more than that. And of course, this this historic Carroll University tradition, state's oldest university, is a big reason for that. So what do you, would you say is the city's relationship like with the Kyle? Because my view coming from Evanston, which had the worst town-gown relations for many years, is that it's very positive. Would you agree?
It is, because we all work in harmony. We have these mayor breakfasts quarterly, and three meetings ago they had University of Wisconsin, Waukesha, the university system, WCTC, and Carroll, and they all presented their ideas, and they were all in conjunction with each other just to make education, secondary education, a primary goal. They're not competing against each other. They have to work together with each other. So I thought the community of different entities works very well in our city.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Mike, because I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that one of your roles in this city is, in addition to being alderman, is that you're also on the adjunct faculty at WCTC. Is that correct?
Yes, I work weekends at WCTC, and it's a great program. I'm so old, I went to WCTI. I got to watch how I say that.
I remember that from your resume when I first had you on the show. And we got to share, last night I got a text from Mike saying he just heard that you have to come in and teach today and you're going to miss the show. And we were then going to see if you could call in if you had some time. We could at least get a few minutes. But then
power outage.
So another reason to get the Civic Media app. When you have these power failures, you can still tune us in. And speaking of tuning in, James Centel is now in residence here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, and doing his best to serve our university city and getting ready for his show at 9, which you really can't miss. It's a morning cannolis, a great opportunity for the next 2 years to stay on top of the legal and national political issues of the day. So looking forward to Jim taking over here when this is over. But so much for us to cover here, Mike. And with the time we have remaining, I want to talk about there's a new hotel coming in downtown here, correct? And council signed off on that?
Yep, it's right across from Cutler Park, also known as the library. And I was sort of against it first, but I did some research. They have locations, and I won't say the other cities, but I actually called the aldermen in the cities they're located on, and they're known, this hotel that's going up. It's beautiful. It's a good fit, and they have great food specialties. Every location, they have something they specialize in. Ours is supposed to be some type of smoked brisket, but the places are well-staffed. They're clean, and they have been doing so the last 4 or 5 years. They don't have a lot of turnover, and they all have good reviews. So they have already at least 4 locations in the state. So I think they're a good fit here.
Oh, wow. So it isn't some national chain. It's a pretty unique concept.
It is not really a national chain. It's going to have a good local fit to it.
Sure.
And I did, after talking to the other locations and find out that it was a good fit for their smaller type of city like we are.
Can we say the name of the company?
It escapes me right now.
That's fine. I'm just wondering if there was a place out in Iowa and Western Wisconsin, like La Crosse has one. I'm wondering if that one, it was just kind of more of a woodsy kind of concept.
Yeah, they had one up by Lake Superior. They had one in Appleton.
That's what I'm thinking of. Those
and
are
they
good
have one
concepts.
In Stevens Point
But there's
as well.
Kind of a woodsy Wisconsin Northwoods look to it, right?
Right, definitely.
So, yeah. So, oh, great. Those are great. And so this would just be about 3 stories high then, if I remember. They're not like skyscrapers, are they?
No, I saw several concepts of 3 and 4 and 5. But
La Crosse had like a 4 or 5 story that we stayed at.
Yeah, it's going to be very similar look, and it's going to be
former
Associated Bank. Yeah. And there's going to be plenty of parking. It's not going to interfere with any other
So the ramp
businesses.
And everything, yeah, that's good. I know it's a big question mark.
The Associated Bank location, and then that city lot, the city has an arrangement to sell that city lot to the the builder.
Yeah, when we were at, we were talking to the Carroll parents. They fly in from different parts of the region here to watch their kids play, and they were talking about how they could use another hotel. A lot of them, if they can't get the Clark, most of the time they're staying outside of Waukesha. It's not the worst drive-in, but boy, if you could be closer to town and you could eat dinner at our restaurants and shop our stores while you're in town, that's just a big win.
When my kids were younger and involved in youth sports that were out of state, you know, baseball and track, then when our area hosts a tournament, you know, that could bring in hundreds of people for this tournament, they were saying, well, where do you stay? And I thought, well, there's really limited places to stay in Waukesha. So then you're looking at Brookfield, Milwaukee, and Pewaukee area. So this is going to get some new places to stay right here for visitors in our city.
Very neat. That's got a big plus. Hey, Mike, what other committees do you serve on for our city?
Currently, I'm on the cemetery, Prairie Home Cemetery Commission.
That's right, with me.
I'm on the Redevelopmental Authority and Buildings and Grounds.
Nice.
And I'm active with the local homeless community. So Waukesha Area's Housing Action Coalition, I'm affiliated with that. But boards I actually serve on besides Common Council is City Cemetery, RDA, and Buildings and Grounds.
That's great. And you mentioned your work with the homeless, too. You have a position in management with Salvation Army, correct?
Yes. I help run one of Milwaukee's largest shelters, 120 beds. I'm a supervisor there, and it's every day is something different.
Sure. And you're also, as part of that work, you're an ordained minister.
I am, yep.
So that brings some advantages in serving that mission.
It does. It didn't really change my outlook and how I help serve people, but you have a lot of people come up to you with spiritual needs. That is a huge vacuum in the homeless community. And I thought, if I did some online training, I could be some non-denominational, but also familiarize myself with different denominations so I can, you know, reach their heart and help them focus on, you know, taking care of themselves first, and then they can improve their overall lifestyle.
Sure. I think that's got to be a nice compliment to your work as a legislator.
It does. I do bring it in, and it does help how I vote.
Terrific. That's good. And back in the district, I don't know if it's still part of District 1. It was when I was alderman, is Hillcrest Park. And it's 2 minutes before the next break, and I want to talk about when I was on the council, there was an effort to develop an outdoor Cold War museum experience, and that was in the works. And then it seems like it's kind of in a holding pattern. What's the status on that? What can we do to move that forward?
Well, Hillcrest Park was an undeveloped park. I mean, not even, I think, 3 years ago, they didn't have any lighting or trash cans.
Right.
But now it's a well-lit place. It's it wasn't ignored by the city. Basically, now with lighting and trash cans, and it is a nicer place to visit. It's a Nike missile base. We helped protect the city of Milwaukee during the Cold War.
Sure.
And I've met some locals that used to work there, and they want to help share their story.
Yeah.
So we're going to get moving on that project. There are other Nike missile bases that actually made their thing an educational
especially
center.
Especially in Chicago, but also a tourist attraction. People go and... Because the next leg of this project is making the tour one that's safe and you can walk up.
Right.
And that's not going to happen until the shell is done. And the shell is going to be like a kind of a for private parties and weddings and formal events. So it'd also be a revenue generator, too.
And also, you can't climb the tower right now.
Right.
Don't climb the tower. It'd be great to make it actually a successful platform to see, you know, why is Nike Drive called Nike Drive? Why did we have this?
Then
why is this important?
Suddenly you've got an attraction.
Yeah.
So, and I think with the current political situation, too, it's like, I think we could all benefit from some Cold War education for us that are old enough to remember what a horrific time that was, just the fear that the world could end.
Lest we never forget.
Yep. So we come back from the break, more with Alderman Mike Krazin, plus our major announcement about our show this week in Waukesha. We continue. So do not go away. And don't forget the Pios are on this network later today if you can't make the game. So, but stick around. More to talk about in this week in Waukesha.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning.
And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 54, northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows around 42, cloudy skies. Overcast again tomorrow, high of 52. Temps below average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Waukesha, and it's one of my favorite songs from Talking Heads. This must be the place, but many refer to it as home. And I had to play it since it's homecoming weekend here in our university city with Waukesha South and Carroll's homecoming today. And Anya and I were talking about this before the show. It's the 30th anniversary of the Talking Heads Stop Making Sense concert movie.
In theaters.
And in theaters, too. So I first saw it in the theater when I was in high school, and as I was telling Anya, some of it was kind of over my head, but as I got older and you look back and you see these, like, the videos on YouTube, it was just a wonderful concert. And if you haven't done that yet, make that a date night, because you can certainly do it at home, or probably more impactful at the theater on the big screen.
Definitely, you should see it on the big scene, because they have great sound at those theaters. And the Talking Heads were kind of like, sort of like the B-52s at the time. They weren't that out there, but the more they stay relevant, it's like, wow, not only do they have some really good music, but their talking points and the style that they delivered to it was their own. Nobody looked like the B-52s and Talking Heads at the time.
Definitely. Great perspective, Mike Krizine, Alderman. I wonder if the fellow council members have your outlook on music. That was very well-spoken.
I'm sure they all have their cassettes in their cars.
Sure. Hey, before we get this major announcement, and speaking of movies, I wanted to mention, I think it's October 20th, that Killers of the Flower Moon come out. And that is a must-see. I read the book, and that's why, I mean, this is a great cast, and they're saying it's Martin Scorsese's best movie.
Right.
Which is very very ambitious.
May have
very
a Gangs of New York vibe to it. Maybe somewhat violent, but the characters and story development
can
be incredible.
It's a true story. A Native American tribe was forced onto this land in northeast Oklahoma that wasn't very farmable, for lack of a better term. But someone in the nation was smart enough to negotiate that they would own the mineral rights underneath the ground. And right at the beginning of the 20th century, they struck gold, black gold, Texas tea in Oklahoma. And suddenly you had these, you know, Native Americans on a reservation, which is always, you know, it sounds very, you know, it's very limiting and oppressive, but they're millionaires. And it sounds like a happy story. It turns into like a John Steinbeck novel or novella, like The Pearl, where like, they get exploited. Some gringos move in, intermarry, and then over a 10-year period, a bunch of them are killed mysteriously. They're calling it alcoholism, drunk driving, suicide, just real, you know. And it led to the birth of the FBI, because when you couldn't trust local authorities who were on the take, both local and statewide, you know, they brought in some Texas Rangers to clean house. And without ruining the entire movie for you, I'm sure that it's, you know, Scorsese's going to have his own wrinkle on it, but it is a must see. I can't wait. And I encourage people to read the book too. You'll read it in just a matter of days. And I was a slow reader. So Killers of the Flower Moon, check that out. So, but back here in Waukesha with Alderman Mike Krizine, we want to make this major announcement now, because I know Mike's a big supporter of small business. And we have Small Business Saturday coming up in November. I forget the exact date, but it's always the Saturday that follows Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And On that day, This Week in Waukesha will start its first 2-hour show. So you can tune us in at 7.
Congratulations, team.
Yeah. So for all of you people that, like, my daughter's got a volleyball tournament starts at 8, you can catch us here in the first hour and then the second hour. And there's so much to cover here in the city. And we realize an hour isn't really enough time, and really less than that when you count commercials. And it allows us to have more guests. It allows us to talk about more, local news, local politics, local issues that affect us, our schools, our culture. So many amazing things going on here. And we've just barely scratched the surface in our, one year and a half that we're almost 2 years we've been in existence.
Always remember, if you can think you can buy it on Amazon, see if you can buy it locally first. You're going to get better customer service locally. Perhaps it's made here. It could be assembled here.
Those dollars get recirculated into your kid's little league team or ensemble or dance company, whatever that is.
Local businesses support local sports and local things.
And speaking of local, we're developing a sponsorship program. We're going to have local business owners that have an opportunity to appear on the show. There's some exciting sponsorship packages that are being put together. That should be announced more early this week. But it's really a great opportunity to celebrate a great day. I'm not a big Black Friday guy for another reason. It's for many reasons. One of them is that Black Friday now starts on Thanksgiving Thursday. People are being bullied into going to work if you're at Target or these other places. And not to pick on Target, but, Thanksgiving should be for the family. And then, but now it starts at midnight, I think, Black Friday. And it's just craziness. And it's a dogfight, where Small Business Saturday is a celebration of the entrepreneurs and the people that add flavor to this community, to this university city, and a great chance. And it's nice. You spend a few more dollars on a gift that has meaning to your child or to your loved one. And when you can say, oh, yeah, I bought it here on Main Street, or I bought it here, many of the different business districts, great shops on Sunset and throughout the city. And stick around for more on that and more on our developing show. And Anya is going to have a bigger role. She's doing a great job with Maggie Dunn, and she has so much to share and so many talents, including movies.
She brings a lot to the table.
She sure does, yeah. So, but speaking of the table, the council approved the CIP, correct? The budget.
Yep.
But there's still maybe more to talk about, or people could come and give public comment if there's something about the budget of the CIP they don't like, and they still have a chance to weigh in, correct?
We need to hear your voice. The first 15 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on the topic, is always public comment. All city meetings, public comment.
You get 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And so the next city council meeting is this coming Tuesday, correct?
At
6:30?
We change it to 6 o'clock. It used to be 6:30, but it is now 6 o'clock.
Yes. Yep. 6 o'clock, so city council.
Yep.
So, but what that means is that you get there by 5:45, check in with Gina, the clerk, and sign up for public comment. But also rehearse what you're going to say. 3 minutes goes pretty quickly. But if you have something to share, something that needs to get done in your neighborhood or something on the budget you don't like, that's your time to weigh in. And I'm going to try to – I'm interested in giving a public comment on a few items that we discussed here.
It is for city residents only. But if you do own a business in the city that pays city taxes, you are welcome as well. But
another great point.
Nothing against the town or village of something. It is – public comment is for city.
Sounds great. Hey, so we've got 2 minutes left. Is that correct, Anya? 1 minute now. In our final minute, what is it you want to share with the Waukesha residents or listeners that we haven't had a chance to talk about?
The community has so much to offer. Make sure that I'm not a big social media guy. I'm on social media, but the city has a wonderful website.
Get the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter.
And get the public comment, public announcement. So if there's anything in real time, if there's anything happening in the city of Waukesha, plus all the things at the parks. We are a gold medal winner, consistent. Second time we won a national gold medal award.
Love it.
Parks rec, they have all this information.
Great parks.
That you get real updates on all the great things happening in our city. So make sure you get on that Facebook page and receive the emails from the city. And also the park and rec volunteer are always looking for volunteers. So contact April.
All right. Alderman Mike Razine from the 1st District, thanks for joining us. And we'll be back at 12:30 for the broadcast of the Carroll University Homecoming Football. So tune in with me and Johnny and Anya at 12:30 and Triple G. And Morning Cannolis is on next with James Centel. Thank you for joining us this morning. Stick around for Morning Cannolis. And please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Have a great homecoming weekend and see ya!
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.